Hi, and thanks for joining us here at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast, where we simply adore anything and everything healing and metaphysically based. I want to tell you a little story today about a scenario that I was in a couple years ago. And I think it's a really powerful experience to talk about. So I used to work with someone who I really enjoyed as a human, like genuinely enjoyed this individual. And I noticed that occasionally we wouldn't see eye to eye on something. And I would ask for what I needed over and over again. And then I would notice that I'd start to get a little activated or escalated in my response, because I felt like I wasn't being heard and I felt like I wasn't being respected in my gentle asks for what I needed. And so eventually my responses would get louder and louder. And I really hated the scenario. And it was about the third time that I recognized that there was a pattern there. That I would be listened to when I escalated. And that I could ask this individual for what I needed 15 times in a gentle, kind, soft way. But as soon as I started getting escalated, he would listen to me. And so one day I started to get escalated and then recognized that I was getting escalated. And so I really paused and asked myself, why are you getting escalated right now? The answer came pretty easily. I'm getting escalated because I'm not being listened to and I feel frustrated. And then I was able to really sit with myself and say, but this is a pattern. You are getting escalated and you get what you want when you're escalated. And it was this moment where I said, I don't give permission. This isn't how I want to move through the world. This isn't how I want to work. I don't want to become escalated in order to get what I want or to get my needs met. And it's not even really getting what I want. It's being heard in what my needs were. If my needs couldn't be met, that was fine, as long as we could have conversation and dialogue around it. And I could feel seen and heard in what my needs were, opposed to feeling unseen and unheard. And so I had this moment where I really paused and said, I don't give permission. I'm not doing this. And it was this moment where I recognized I can't change this other person, right? That's on them. They get to choose the way that they move through the world. But I don't have to engage with this pattern. It isn't actually something that I have to do. I can create space. I can say I'm not engaging with this pattern. And the most powerful thing that I did there was not just saying, I'm not going to engage with this pattern. It was to also point out the pattern that I was observing. And it looked a little bit like this. Hey, I've noticed that in order for me to feel seen and heard, I need to get escalated. And I don't like that. I don't want to have a scenario where we train each other in relationship that in order for me to feel seen and heard, I need to be escalated. I'm not going to do that with you. And I want to point out the pattern so that you can see it. And originally, this individual didn't like me pointing out this pattern, right? I observed what I observed, and then I told him what I was observing. And his initial response was defensiveness, which is pretty normal. And then a day later, he came back and he said, you're right. I actually kind of tune you out until you start getting escalated. And it's not purposeful. I'm not trying to do that. I don't know why I do that. And I could meet him with so much compassion. And I could meet him with openness. And we could really explore that pattern. Where is this coming from? And it was coming because he was married to a woman who would only really voice what she needed in a scream. If she wasn't having an adult temper tantrum, then she couldn't talk about what her needs were. And so he had learned to tune out until someone was screaming, until somebody was escalated, until somebody was raising their voice, or someone was throwing energy that was aggressive, at which point in time he would respond. And he would respond from this beautiful heart-centered space of trying to meet this person's needs. So he'd created a pathway, a pattern, where he didn't hear anything that wasn't in a place of escalation. And the power in him being able to observe this pattern in himself and understand where it came from was that he was able to break that pattern himself. And then he had the ability to go back to his wife and say, hey, I opt out of this pattern, right? And so this is the beautiful thing about being human, is that we get the right to opt out of all sorts of different experiences and patterns. And sometimes we feel like we don't have a choice because we can't control the other person. And that's true. We can't control the other person, right? If we're co-creating an experience with somebody, we can't control how they react and or respond. But what we can do is opt out, unsubscribe. I'm not subscribing to this behavioral pattern. I'm not doing it. And in that space of saying, I don't give permission, I'm not doing this, it forces the other person to look at their pattern and where that's coming from inside of them. And so it gave this individual the opportunity to go back and undo this pattern for himself and his wife. And I think that there is so much beauty in that. And I know that there are so many, 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 many experiences that I've had in my life where I have been wrapped up in a pattern that I really couldn't understand how to get myself out of. And learning to be able to say, I can't change you, but I can and will change me. I can change the way that I'm showing up. I can change the way that I'm engaging with you. I can change those things. And when you do, when you really change those things, those patterns, your own behaviors, your own reactions and responses, there has to be a change in them because you're not engaging with the pattern anymore. And so you're giving them this really beautiful gift where they get to change their pattern. Whether they like it or not, they're going to have to change their pattern. And I think that those moments, those opportunities for growth are so beautiful. We all engage with patterns that don't serve us. And so breaking those patterns is such a gift for you and everyone around you. So I just wanted to tell this story because I wanted to say that sometimes we feel like we have no option, especially when we're co-creating a situation, an environment, a relationship with somebody else. But you always have control over you. And you always have the ability to shift and change you. And it will have an impact on them. I hope that you are having a beautiful morning, day, evening, or night, wherever it is that this podcast finds you. We really appreciate you being here and being with us at Rose Quartz Mediumship Podcast.